This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And truly, I'm thanking God for the Word of God that goes forth here, teaching us to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And we're thanking God that for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. And he that has ceased from sin is a doer of God's word. And truly, I'm thanking God for our great pastor who's going to bring to you the words of wisdom, the word of God. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to talk about the captivity of Zion today. Before we get into that thought, we're going to hear this number from the ensemble Conformable. Ensemble.
Darkness into his light, and it's marvelous, the recover of sight. Our gospel hit is hid to them that are lost, blinded by the God of this world. God sent his son, a whole harden not my heart, for the saving of my soul, I die to live again. My first days I knew of God and heart in my sin, but when that which is perfect came, I need be born again. You must be made, made in the image of the Son, the Holy One. Suffer it to be so now, I pray. In righteousness I am made.
I am made in the image of Him.
With the mind of Christ, I lay it down. The last days I'm made conformable.
In fear I make flesh come subject to do thy will, I must comply. The work of God is to believe on He, the bread of God which comes down from heaven. Obey the voice, provoke Him not, for His name is in them. Hallowed be Thy name, O my God. My delight is to do Thy will.
To the law that it is good, but I feel my members war against the sin I was born in. But to deny myself, I serve the law of God, 'cause we should serve Him in a newness of spirit, after the Spirit.
Suffer it to be so. Righteousness I am made.
Oh, I am made in the image of Him.
With the mind
beautiful. Conformable. Glad for the ensemble. We know of their life. They have been conformed and being conformed into his image. That's what he's, what we're doing here. Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about This Way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now on the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." We strive to keep God's commandments here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. We strive to keep his commandments because we were captive by God. And we got captured by the enemy. But God has returned the captivity. Let's go to Psalms 126.
All right.
And one, God have turned our captivity. We were in the world, we were of the world. We're still in the world, but we're not of it. Because we've been turned. Thank God. Turn, Sister Tatum, to your seat. Thank God. Let's read it. 126 and one, what does it say?
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion.
Sister Tatum, take a seat. Return to your seat. Thank God.
Yes.
121 and 1.
Yes, Pastor. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
Bad dream. That's what it's likened to. When we came to God, when we realized all of the shenanigans we were doing, and most of them that we were doing we knew about, that wasn't even a part of it. It's the things we didn't know about.
Right.
It's like a bad dream. Mm-hmm. We realize, wow, I'm like that.
Right,
I shouldn't be like that. Right. It's like a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
Because God comes and turns you around. All you know is what I used to do, I don't do no more. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Acts 1 and 6.
All right, Pastor.
God turned our captivity. We were captured by that enemy. But we were first captured by God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the enemy came in and stole what God had and reshaped it and made it. But God is returned our captivity. We're now prisoners of the Lord.
All right.
We're in captivity to God now. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Acts 1 and 6, what?
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?"
Israel, even today, is captive. Natural Israel. And the churchgoers are captive yet because they are called by his name. Mm-hmm. But that's the ones he's coming to because they don't realize they've been blinded by the God of this world. Let's go to St. John 8 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
We believe in witnessing to God and witnessing to the truth according to what the scripture is saying, not how we feel or think.
Right.
And most churchgoers, I would say, because I would say that those that don't know God or not claiming to be called by his name has more rational thinking than the churchgoers. They think just because they believe he died for their sins, that makes them saved. That's not salvation. Salvation is when we stop sinning.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 8:36, what does it say?
If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
So God has somebody to build us up in God. And it's God that's building, but he has a hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Because the scripture said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain.
Right.
So God got someone that's his hand
yes.
building, and we're workers
yes.
together.
Yes.
working together.
Yes, we are.
Trying to make this broadcast work.
Yes.
So y'all work it up. I don't need no help. The word works all by itself. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God for our deacon. She's 100% for God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These are ones that are God work.
All right.
This is not some kind of, you know, some kind of a movement that we only understand. Nobody else does. God is for this movement.
Right.
This is a movement in holiness.
Yes, Lord.
Let's go to Acts 17 and 5. Let's go there.
Yes.
We got a little short window. And those that decide to stick around with us a little longer, you can get the whole enchilada. We had that Tuesday night, too. Aria really did a good job on those enchiladas, her and the cheerings, such as they are. Thank God. Acts 17 and 5, what does it say?
But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort.
What?
And gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar.
What?
And assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people.
Ones against God, against Zion, against the church. What?
And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also.
They've turned us around. They were captive. But God's anointed came to turn them around and give them freedom. Mm-hmm. They said, they turn our world upside down. Because that's what many of us thought when we began to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
God have turned my world upside down. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that song Brother Dale wrote. And my world was turned upside down. Because that's what happens when the word comes.
Yes.
Then begin the last days. Because you said, now wait a minute. This is what life is all about.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But to be turned around, it takes God's anointed. They're turning you around.
That's right.
And it's the move of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms again, 126 and 1. Let's read that again.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
God turned our captivity back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses his anointing. Go ahead.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
Go to Isaiah 29 and 8.
All right.
This has been like a bad dream for many of us. But when it's all ended, we get the dessert.
All
right. Wake up and we get that prize.
Beautiful.
But it's like a bad dream when you think about where we were, what we were, and where we are now.
Yes.
It's like a dream. Everything yesterday is like a dream.
Yes.
When it's come and gone. He said, how did I get to be 70 years old? I was just 25 when I came in here.
Yes,
what you say.
Sorry,
but
Pastor.
It's like a bad dream. For some, it's a good dream. We'll get to it because when you realize where you're coming, you have laughter. He said, well, thank God I got through it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Psalms? No, where we at?
Psalm.
Acts.
Isaiah.
No.
Isaiah.
Isaiah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. 29.
29.
Mm-hmm. It shall even be as when an hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got a lot of people dream about, I'm living for God, and so and so and so, and he died for our sins, but when they get there, he said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. It's like a bad dream.
Yeah.
They believed in the wrong thing. And when you're in God and you are coming out of sin, it's like a bad dream. When you realize where you are, it's the joy.
Yes.
It's unspeakable.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? Read a little further. Go ahead.
Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh. But he awaketh, and behold, he is faint.
What?
And his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion.
Isn't that beautiful? What the seventh verse say?
Seven.
And the multitude...
Yes, and the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all the fight against her.
All that fight against
all
her.
All that fight against her.
And her munition.
And that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision.
So all those things that fight you now, jealousy, malice, it's going to be like a dream once it's past. But the trick is to get through it, to go through it.
Yes.
Because once it's past... It's like you never had it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dream, a bad dream.
Yes.
Exodus 14 and 10. Let's
All
go
right,
there.
Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Good to know that. Actually, that gives you hope.
Yes, it does.
That's like your dividend. It's what you're going to get.
Yes.
When you go through like you're supposed to, you have laughter and joy.
All right, Pastor.
That's why the Lord said, it's beautiful to mourn, go to the well with buckets morning, but when you reap your water, and next thing you know, you have joy in the morning.
All right.
Your buckets are full.
All right. That's beautiful.
29. Exodus 14:10, what does it say?
And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord.
You know what that was? That was a bad dream. That was a nightmare.
All right, Pastor.
Brother Lion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pastor.
Who you call that thing you make? Dream cake. That wasn't no cake. That was Pharaoh waiting. Yes, it was a nightmare. They were leaving Egypt. Yes. What did it say?
And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness?
When the enemy is after you, when these things plaguing you and God bring you rescue, sometimes you can say some funny stuff. Mm-hmm. Why is Pastor picking on me? God was coming to deliver them. But all they saw was the enemy, mm-hmm. and they didn't see clearly.
Yes.
What did he say? They were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because there were no graves in Egypt, what? Mm-hmm.
Hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?
How you dealt with the 13th verse? What does it say?
13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and mm-hmm. see the salvation of the Lord.
What?
Which will show to you,
which
he will show to
Thank
you
God.
Today.
What?
For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever.
Dream is over with.
All right, Pastor.
That dream you won't see anymore. We're going to get rid of them completely. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
You read the 14th verse?
No, Pastor.
Read.
The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Stay lifted.
Yes.
God going to fight for us. He's going to turn that thing that's holding you captive mm-hmm. if you stay with the plan.
Yes.
30th verse, what does it say?
30th. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians.
What?
And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore.
And what?
And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses.
Isn't that beautiful? Turn the captivity. But God turns the captivity mm-hmm. through his
yes.
anointed.
Beautiful.
Read 15:1. What does it say?
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord,
what?
For he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea.
What?
The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him.
Thus, the Lord.
The Lord is a man
of war. What?
The Lord is his name.
Let's go to
mm-hmm.
Psalms.
Psalms?
126 and 1.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes, sir.
God comes to turn our captivity.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
The enemy come in like a flood.
Yes.
But God has a standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream.
What?
Then was our mouth filled with laughter.
When
and
you go through,
yes.
you have joy.
Yes.
And you get to talk about it, you say, was I like that? You say, that was some junk.
That's fascinating.
And you grow, and when God turns the captivity from little funny stuff we do, I was some junk. I did it all the time. I always did that. We got to learn to quit doing funny stuff. And I mean that, saints. Somebody's telling you you need to quit answering so quick, study to do that. And not just say stuff, and you just stay the same. Let's grow. Let's turn this thing around. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful? Yes.
Now, let's go to, mm-hmm. time is moving. Let's go
beautiful,
to... Second, read. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and what?
Mm-hmm. And our tongue with singing.
What?
Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them.
Even unsaved, you know what? How y'all do it? So you don't do this, or that? Or you never miss church? You do this?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Y'all some faithful people.
That's best.
You don't take all that for me. And they don't have God. Mm-hmm. But it does take all that. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Luke 23 and 46. Let's go there.
Yes,
the heathen will witness to what God has done for you. And God does suffer them to witness in your favor or to show you what you have sometime when the enemy beat you down and you make you feel like you ain't got nothing.
Yes.
God will send you encouragement.
Show beautiful.
You you're yet pleasing in my sight.
That's beautiful.
Because God will show somebody else how pleasing you are.
Yes.
23 and 46, what does it say?
And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.
What?
And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
27.
Mm-hmm. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man.
He wasn't saved. But he said, this man he done, this is a righteous man. Mm-hmm. He could see.
Yes.
God's power. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Joshua 2 and 1. Let's go there.
2 and 1. Beautiful.
Heathen will tell you, you got something. You know what? I had a father-in-law that did that. He said, y'all got something.
Yes, right.
But the man was, he was like, what's that guy that was with the one, David? He was like Belial. What was his name? No. Thank God. Yeah, no, this is the one that Abigail was married to.
Oh, Nabal or something.
Nabal.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't know, Nabal better change his name.
All right,
Nabal.
Pastor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are we reading?
Joshua 2 and 1.
Yes, read
it. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying,
Go
view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into and harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Lodged there. Mm-hmm. Third verse, what does it say?
And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.
How'd they know that? Because they hadn't been there before, but they went into a harlot's house. Mm-hmm. That's where most of the safety was.
Yes, Pastor.
But they got word because news travels. Yes. And they told the king, we got some unwanted guests here. Read.
And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them.
What?
But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof.
What does the ninth verse say? And she said unto the men, what?
I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us.
What?
And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you.
She was giving a report to the spies that everybody's afraid of you. I know, but she was letting them know, I believe what has happened. I heard about you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He didn't know everything you would go through. Mm-hmm. That's why many times when things happen, you say, how'd they know? If you got one child who's not safe, it's a baby, it's going to get out. Mm-hmm. Baby said, Gaga, somebody going to interpret you. Oh, there are problems over there. So you can't hide nothing here. You got people that interpret everything going here, even through the babes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
King knew everything, and he's the king. Mm-hmm. Yes. But they got in there and went to the harlot's house, and they knew where they were, what was going on. But what happened in the 10th verse? For we have heard
how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you.
What?
When ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed.
What?
And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt.
Isn't that something? Sometimes the people get upset just when they hear you in town. Mm-hmm. You heard that? You listen to that broadcast? Because it's knowledge. Yes. And if you listen, you might want to turn. Because it's the word that turns you. Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you.
What?
For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath.
She was on her way. She wasn't far from the kingdom. Yeah. She was getting close. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 126 and 1. Let's read that
Pastor.
Again. I know we're going to be soon closing.
Yes, Pastor.
But we got time. I got a nice question for you all.
All right, Pastor.
And we're going to come back to that. And it's for those that stay on webcast with us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Read it again, 126 to 1 down to 4. Read it.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Mm-hmm. Then our mouth filled with laughter.
Then
was our mouth filled with laughter,
what?
And our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things
for them. He's done great things for them. Ooh, mm-hmm. They just full of joy.
Yes.
I know one thing, they don't miss a day going to church.
Right.
They don't think that pleases God. But when they go, when they get ready, they think, oh, well, I'm strong in the faith. You really? Okay, read.
The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad.
What?
Turn again our captivity, O Lord.
Turn again our
captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the
south.
Isn't
that beautiful? Let's go to Luke.
Luke, yes.
1:15.
All right.
Now, if God is going to turn our activity, He's going to turn our captivity, mm-hmm. which is our activity, mm-hmm. you're going to do one thing. What did it say? 1:17. What did it say?
1:17.
And Luke, excuse me, that 1:15 rather.
15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, mm-hmm. and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb.
So John was filled full of the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb.
Beautiful.
Don't mean he stayed full of the Holy Ghost, mm-hmm. but the Holy Ghost moved on him. He jumped and leaped for joy to witness to John, mm-hmm. to witness to the prophecy.
Right.
What?
And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God.
What?
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers.
Now he's got to go forth in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Mm-hmm. To turn the heart, because you got to beat some people down.
Mm-hmm.
Beat all that old doctrine out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the world out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Isaiah 40.
Isaiah 40.
That's why he has to tear down to build up.
Yes, Pastor.
Because of all of the captive things we've been told down through the years. Before we came to God and before we came to God's covenant church.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Isaiah 40 and?
Isaiah 40. Go ahead.
And 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her,
mm-hmm.
that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
Because they were captive
mm-hmm.
in the world.
Yes.
But God is comforting them.
Beautiful.
The warfare is accomplished. The voice of him, what?
That crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for
so God
our
wants
God.
Us to prepare the way,
yes.
to leave this captivity
Beautiful.
Of the enemy,
mm-hmm.
to come to God.
Beautiful.
How does he do that? God's got to tear down all of our thoughts, how we think things should work.
That's right, Pastor.
What does it say? Read.
Every valley shall be exalted.
What?
And every mountain and every hill shall be
Because these mountains are spirits in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they have to be knocked down. Because
yes.
you cannot be built up and turned loose into God with these spirits. It don't work like that.
Yes.
They have to be taken out.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the crooked shall be made straight.
Can't be crooked. You got to be straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the rough places plain.
And if you got a low self-esteem, God here to build you
Isn't
up.
That beautiful?
Build up your.
That's
the
beautiful.
Low self-esteem can never accomplish
right,
over
Pastor.
And over. You never follow through.
Mm-hmm.
But when you build your esteem up, you can be overcoming.
Isn't that beautiful?
But you cannot overcome if you have a low thought about yourself. You can't overcome.
That's Pastor.
You got to say, yes, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor, beautiful. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed,
mm-hmm.
and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
Let's go to Psalms 119:59.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, yes, yes. We got some things that say, why are you talking like that on broadcast? Because we also have insurance. We talk about these things.
All right, Pastor, beautiful.
We talk about these
yes,
things.
Yes, we do.
Here.
Yes, we do.
This is what we do.
This is what we do.
Sister
yes.
Franny got about.
Yes, Pastor.
1 minute. 119:59.
I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delay not to keep thy commandments.
That beautiful? That's how you turn.
Yes.
You think on your ways.
That's beautiful.
You what? Turn my feet unto thy testimonies. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments.
That's how you turn.
All right.
Read the 19th chapter. Let's go there.
19, yes.
19 mm-hmm. and 7.
All right. Beautiful.
You want to turn 19. Your life around? 19, keep God's commandments.
Yes.
God's commandments is perfect.
Yes, it is.
It will convert. It will turn you from having gods to not having gods.
The law of the Lord is perfect.
It's perfect. What?
Converting the soul.
Because it turns you around.
Yes.
It turns your captivity. You want to be turned from all this worldly stuff? Keep God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
You read the seventh verse, right?
Not
read a little further.
Okay. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Mm-hmm.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 22 and 31. Let's
okay.
go there.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for knowledge. I think we pretty much...
And the Lord said...
Whoa, hold on.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat.
As wheat. But what?
But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not.
So God has prayed for us.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Because the enemy wants to sift everybody here like wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayer that he prayed for Simon yet applies to us.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
What did he say?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.